Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha e Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Oh yes, I need you to survive, and that's why we are bringing such to you. We are talking business, we are talking health, we are talking education, we are talking the word more than anything, and it's all because I need you. We need you to survive. We need you to make it in life. And that is Juanita Bynum. Dr. Juanita Bynum, I need you to survive. And before that, Se Martino Malembe in Durban at KZN. I know he also listens to Radio Pulpit. He even watches it via our Facebook page. And it is always an honor. He gave us those sounds. Thank you, Jesus. And in the studio, I'm joined by Dr. Abel Tlailani. That is his besuk met Dr. Tlailani. Hoe gaan dit met u, Dr. Tlailani?
Dit gaan baie goed, Bongi. Met u?
Alles is tussen die hakies.
Ja.
Geen probleem nie.
Ja,
want een onkele viel, hoe lekker boeien.
Ja, you sounded...
I'm back.
You sounded terrible,
I sounded terrible.
Yeah.
But now, at least, even though I'm still speaking via my nostrils, but it's much better.
Yeah, it's much better than the other day.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, Dr. Tlailani, thank you.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Tlailani, today we're talking on the subject, which is, let me ask, how serious is cervical cancer before we can even talk about what we're talking about in South Africa?
Okay, cervical cancer is quite a serious cancer,
yeah.
Especially for women. Well, cervix is only in women.
Yeah.
So it's, I think it's a leading cause. It's a second leading cause to breast cancer.
Okay.
You know, and then I mean cause of death.
Yeah.
To breast cancer.
Uh-huh.
And then we've got all the tools to can pick it up before it can progress to later stages where there is nothing that you can do about it.
Mm.
Yeah, we do have, like, we are going to discuss some of those things that we can do.
We're saying HPV and liquid-based cytology to detect cervical cancer.
Yeah.
How early?
Early?
How early, like, the detection of it when using these methods?
Look, we recommend that HPV and some liquid-based cytology should be done as early as from the age of 21.
Okay.
Yeah. And then from there, you can do it every 3 to 4 years or maybe about from the age of 35, then you can just reduce a little bit to about fourth to fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the age of 65,
mm-hmm.
You don't have to be doing anything because we don't expect it at that age.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of what? Menopause?
Yeah, well, we don't know. It's just that we all get negative tests.
Is
after
it?
The age of 65. Yeah.
I thought there were still women in those ages who would be found with cervical cancer.
Well,
or with HPV.
Well, we never say never in medicine.
Uh-huh.
I would say yes, you can still find it, but it's very rare.
Are there different types of HPVs or...
Oh, yes. We've got something like 100 types of human papilloma virus.
Uh-huh.
You know, but we have got 4, which we'll be discussing now. And
okay.
We know that we've got HPV number 6 and 11. Those ones are the ones which are responsible for non-cervical cancer acquisition.
Okay.
Yeah, they cause mostly the warts that we always see, either in the vaginal area or in the vagina itself, or maybe on the cervix. So
the words that would look like herpes.
That's right.
Okay. Are they herpes or not?
No, they're
just
not herpes.
Okay.
Herpes is a different virus altogether.
Mm.
Very different from HPV.
Yeah. In the world, you will find
tribulations. 100
Yo.
Of them. So I was just saying, these 4, like the 6 and 11 cause warts, and then the 16 and the 18 are the ones which are responsible for cervical cancer.
Okay. Yeah. Take us through it, Dr. Tlailani. And maybe even explaining this liquid-based cytology and HIV, HPV. My lips want to say HIV. HPV testing.
Yeah, that's right. No, I agree with you. We've always been
talking HIV.
About HIV all the time. But, you know, okay, HPV, as you know, we have said, it's a human papillomavirus. It's a viral infection. And as we said, there's close to about 100 types. You know, strains of this virus. And then it all depends as to what type that we get, matching it as to what pathology it causes on the body. Mm. I've explained that there's four main ones which we are very much afraid of.
Mm.
And then there are others, you know, they can be found, and then they can coexist, these viruses.
Mm.
And then when it comes to the types that we think are very dangerous, when they are found, especially when you want to diagnose cervical cancer,
mm-hmm.
when they are found, we also proceed and do what we call a biopsy.
Yeah.
And that is a longitudinal excision of the region that the cells of the cancer originate from.
Mm.
So we send that to the laboratory, and then they will get us what type of cells those are.
Okay.
Are they precancerous or just ordinary cells? That is if you find the two strains, you know, they're dangerous, which cause
cervical cancer.
Mm. Now, the symptoms of this are usually dependent on the body's immune system.
Okay.
Right. We do have genital warts,
yeah.
As we said, and some appear flat; others look like small cauliflower-like. You know, they can look very vicious. You know, can have your hair on end when you see them having grown. You know,
mm-hmm.
and then but they also can occur near the anus, you know, cervix, and also in the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
No, those are the genital warts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the common warts. Which appear rough, raised lumps, and they usually occur on the hands and fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the most common warts are simply not attractive at all. You know, they look very ugly, but they also can be painful. And, you know, once you get them, at least after getting some diagnosis, a proper diagnosis, painkillers will be...
Let's talk about the warts.
Yeah.
Before we proceed.
Right.
There are people who show forth with abnormal warts all over their bodies.
Yeah.
Can they be related to that?
Well, those ones could be, I'm not sure, but they may not be related to
can HPV. Be genetics.
Yeah.
Okay.
They could be originating from other part, I mean,
either genetics course, yeah. or maybe the sun and the skin, yeah. the person's skin. Okay,
yeah.
So that because can be HPV, a dermatological.
That's a dermatological one.
But now, when we're talking about the genitalia ones, yeah. they will be just appearing around that area.
Around the area of the genital area.
So I know people who would have some nyana here, some nyana there.
No, those are not because of the HPV.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clear that.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So we spoke about the genital warts and the common warts, which will also occur on your hands. And then we've got the plantar warts, which are very painful, especially if you wear tight shoes. Now, these plantar warts are hard, grainy, and they grow usually on the heels and the balls of the heel of the foot. And then they might cause discomfort. You have to buy special
shoes okay.
for you to be comfortable when walking.
Okay.
And then we've got the flat ones, which are flat topped and then slightly raised.
But they're also uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
Would they also be uncomfortable around the genitalia as well?
Yeah, very, very.
Okay.
They're very, very. And then they can appear anywhere on the body, these flat ones.
Hmm.
But in children, they usually get... The children usually get them on the face and on the neck, and then sometimes in the larynx, and then you find that the child breathes, or when he cries in a squeaky-like sound.
Hmm.
But they are not so very dangerous in the sense that they are self-limiting, like HPV. Most of them, if your body, body's immunity is okay, then you don't need to worry because they will disappear with time.
Okay.
Now, coming to the cervical cancer, which is caused especially by the 16 and the 18. Now, the HPV infection can cause almost any cervical cancer. All the cervical cancers, about 90 to 95% of them, we pick up this HPV virus. And we pick up the 16 and the 18. But the cervical cancer may take close to about 20 or longer years to develop after the HPV infection. Does not necessarily mean that we are going to get an HPV infection today and then 1 year down the line you get cervical cancer. No. It can still be staying there in the body, not causing anything. 10 to 20 years. Yeah, being a commensal, which is not causing any problem. Now, HPV infection and early cervical cancer typically don't cause symptoms at all. Like you were asking me the other day that why do we even still
Because I'm asking myself, why would one only show up now when they are on the third or the fourth stage of cancer? Weren't there any signs?
Yeah. Now, the problem is, as I've just said, it's asymptomatic. It doesn't show anything. It's only when it's progressed where there's going to be some abnormal uterine bleedings or contact bleeding.
But how far? Can it be maybe one stage by that time when it has progressed?
Yeah, it can still be one stage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that is if you don't go for your pap smears regularly, as we always encourage people to be doing these things.
Previously, in years previously, we had, and we were told that women should go when they are sexually active.
No.
But now?
Now with HPV, is different.
Everyone should be...
Everyone. Should be screened for HPV.
Okay.
Now, because any cervical cancer doesn't cause symptoms, it's viral. Vital. It's very vital that women have regular screening, as I've just said. And then that is the only way that you're going to win against this thing. This And the test can find changes in the cervix that might lead to cancer, and you act on that. And the guidelines tells us that we recommend from the age of 21 to 29, you do it every 3 years, and then from the 30 to 40, you can do it 4 yearly, and then, as I said, 65, you don't need to be doing this thing, because it's very rare.
Yeah.
After the age of 60, 65.
But
the important thing is that you have to have your screen at least.
Many women hate pap smear.
Yeah. But then we'll come to that. I think maybe it's because of...
We hate pap smear. We just like when guys who hate to be tested for prostate. The method.
you know, with men, why they don't like that is because at some stage you have to put a finger at the back. You see that? They don't like that.
Yeah. So they'd rather, they opt for other methods.
Yeah, they opt for other methods, which are expensive.
I also remember seeing a video of Dr. Tlailani having these gadgets. What do you use? The tools that you use.
Don't look.
Also, the problem is in the looking.
It's like with a spatula. Anyway, we have to explain to you that this is the thing that you are going to put in the vagina.
Yeah.
So that we can open it.
Yeah.
We have to show it to you, but now people get scared once they see it.
Yeah, they are scared.
All right. Now, women aged 30 to 65 are advised to keep having pap tests every 3 years, and then or the pap test can be every 5 years if the woman is, you know, above 65 years of age. So pap tests in a row or two. HPV DNA and pap test with no irregular results is acceptable, especially to all the women of all ages. So, when it comes to cervical cancer, there's other modalities of having to diagnose and treat it. But today we are just concentrating on which HPV virus
Yes.
Are involved in causation of cervical cancer.
Yes.
So there's other modalities which you're not going to go into now. And even how to diagnose and how to treat it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very important. My message to today is that please do your pap smears every 3 years. And then let them determine if you've got a human papillomavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will determine also what type of HPV it is.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can get a very...
I thought you were going to say now we're using the liquid-based Scientology.
No. We'll come to that.
We want to run away from pap smear, but
okay.
If there are other ways, we would love to have other ways.
Yeah. Okay, now, what causes the HPV?
Mm-hmm.
Infection, okay, when the virus enters the body.
Okay.
And then usually through a cut.
Mm-hmm.
Or a damaged skin. And then the virus can spread mainly by skin-to-skin contact.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these genital HPVs, which we spoke about, infections, are contracted especially through sexual intercourse.
Okay.
And then an anal sex
mm-hmm.
and other skin-to-skin contact of the genitalia.
Okay.
That is the mode of spread.
Transport.
Of this,
okay. Now, for that virus.
HPV, yeah, that's right. And some HPV infections spread through oral sex, which some people are practicing.
Yeah.
Now, people who are pregnant and have an HPV infection
can pass it on to their unborn children.
But now, the trick here is it's not transmitted via the placenta. The child gets it
during birth.
Yeah.
The natural birth. Okay.
Yeah. Now, you know, there is...
So it's there at the entrance of the birth canal?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where the
it's the, at the cervical?
The virus, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is, and then as the baby passes, that's when we...
Skin to skin.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, now, this thing, we know that we discourage cesarean sections because we want the people... You know, you want mothers to deliver normally because of, you remember we spoke about the microbiota, which are very helpful when it comes to prevention of infections at the later stage in the child.
Mm-hmm.
So the baby acquires those microbiota through the canal, the vaginal canal.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if you are going to stop the baby being born there because they're afraid of the HPV,
yes,
you know, we are now in a dilemma. We don't know what to do.
Hmm.
But anyway, the short thing is, it's always a cesarean section for a mother who's got HPV to prevent the baby from acquiring the HPV.
Hmm.
But at the same time, we encourage mothers who are not HIV positive, now it's kind
of HPV positive,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
to who are not, to deliver normally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a catch-22 situation. You never know what to do.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's how life is.
Sure.
Now, when it comes to warts spread very easily.
Uh-huh.
Now, this means that the warts are contagious and can spread through direct contact over and above any other way of having to have a cut skin or something like that, just by touching a person with that virus, a wart which has got infested with those viruses. You will get the HPV virus.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's very important that you should practice non-contact behavior, especially we like hugging each other and everything.
Yes, ma. We are becoming so antisocial. We are becoming antisocial beings, hey?
Yeah. You remember even with COVID, you know, all of us having to shake hands and everything. Yeah, but. We'll survive.
All right.
Yeah.
Dr. Tlalani, let me do this and then we come back to talk to you some more. Let me just do this.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012 334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You can now listen to Radio Pulpit from Sylvie to Sandfontein to Sydney. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
And that is King D Music this morning. Always there. Our God is always there. We are never alone. He is with us through and through. You are listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. And I'm Sibongile Mofokeng right here on Just For You with you up until 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, Dramini Yanni Belso says hello and perspective. And afterwards, Lukumkwedi Puti will be saying hi, hi on Heart to Heart up until 3 o'clock. And look, who's somewhere in the building. She's already here. She's ready. She can't wait for 12 o'clock. I'm not alone. I'm with Dr. Abel Tlailani. That is Isbasuk. Met Dr. Tlailani. Here's a question from Ugogo of Six. Happy Granny of Six. And it says, hi, precious Wangile. Hi, Gogo. And Dr. Tlailani, regarding warts or moles. Some call them beauty spots. We have a family member that has moles that sadly were cancerous. Treated quickly, so good outcome. What signs, symptoms should we look for, please? So the family member had these moles which were cancerous.
Yeah.
So are they related to what we're talking about?
No, they're not related.
Okay.
Yeah. The mole basically is a pre-cancer lesion originating from the melanocytes.
So it's not warts or moles / moles.
No.
There are moles, there are warts.
There are warts, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Now, a mole is because of the precancerous nature of the melanocytes which are producing this skin color.
Okay, so that is a skin cancer of some sort, one
right.
type of the skin cancer.
Right.
Okay.
It's going to go into cancer at a later stage. But HPV,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily the warts will go to being cancerous. They're mm-hmm. self-limiting. They can disappear. And if you see a doctor quickly, they can also be cauterized, removed before it can cause any problems.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So these two are two different things.
These are two different separate.
That's right.
So now when we're looking at the HPV, we're looking at warts.
Warts. That's
okay.
Right.
Well, the shape, could it be the same? Almost, maybe that's why people think moles and warts are the same?
The moles, it's confined actually. It's not as discrete as an HPV lesion.
Okay.
And then it's sort of, the HPV sort of fungi, fungates, it spreads in a fungal sort of manner.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the mole, which is only localized to a specific area on the skin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So, I hope, Gogo, you got the answer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then moles are precancerous. Don't leave a mole and say it's a beauty spot.
And wait, moles are those ones they would be round sometimes and big and as though there's something that it looks alive, kind of.
That's right, yes.
And the warts, you might have small ones, and you might have...
Yeah, and then they can disappear by themselves, or maybe you can ask the doctor to remove them for you.
Yeah, I know there are people with moles, like on their faces, and yeah, Gogo is right.
We never know which one is going to be cancerous, especially when you are exposed to sunshine. Mm. They like the sunshine to go cancerous.
Okay. At whatever age?
It doesn't matter, really. Mm. But we find them in elderly, from 35, 40 upwards.
Okay.
Now, the risk factors of acquiring this HPV are quite several. And the number one that I can quote is the number of sex partners. No?
Okay.
Yeah, the more sex partners we have, the higher the risk of getting this HPV.
All at one time?
Yeah.
What about those who would move from one partner, then after about... maybe 1 year, move to another, after about another.
Well, the risk is a bit less than when you are having multiple partners at the same time.
So a person would have like 5 people?
Yeah, at the same time.
Or 3 or 2.
And then you don't know which one has got HPV there.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
But if it's one at a time, then you can always trace it back where it comes from.
Hmm.
And then having sex with a partner who has had multiple partners. That's the other way now. You don't have to have multiple partners, but your partner could have had multiple partners. And then the age is also very important as a risk factor.
Mm-hmm.
The common ones occur mostly in children. The common one, mostly in children. And then the genital ones occur mostly often in adolescents and young adults. So, you know, the age also plays a part there.
Okay.
And then we have got a weakened immune system, like people living with HIV, or certain medicines used after transplantation. Because when you get transplanted, there are those immune suppressive medications that we are going to be given.
Okay.
And then if you've got HPV, it's just going to fuel it.
Okay.
Now, and then damaged skin, you mustn't expose your damaged skin for a long time. Must always cover it.
Okay. Let's do this, Dr. Telan, and then come back again.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith, and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries, and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Morista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DSTV Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607 siyatholakala. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
16 minutes it is, just before 11. You're on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Just for you, the name of the show, you have until 11 o'clock. I'm with Dr. Tlailani, and we are still talking on the HPV and the liquid-based cytology to detect cervical cancer. And you're saying more than anything today, Dr. Tlailani, you are here to remind us to do our screenings, which is very important.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Okay, we're still on the risk factors. And in the interest of time, I'll just go through them. I mean, we'll discuss the three of them, which we ended up with the weakened immune system. And there's another one where we have to take care of our damaged skin.
Mm-hmm.
And personal contact, you must also not expose your lesions to other people, because you can pass on the HPV. Now, coming to the prevention, as we have always been seeing this song, prevention is better than cure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The best is not to tamper with all these lesions which are shown on the, which appear on the, which develop on the skin or anything, by picking at the walls or maybe biting at them. You know, some people.
Ooh, they tell you to freeze them.
Yeah, but can freeze them with what you call ethyl chloride.
Some they say tie them tight.
I don't know.
Kill the blood that goes in there.
well, you can tie them. You can tie them to strangulate them and not get blood supply. But they have to be pendiculated.
Mm-hmm.
Mollering can put a tie around them.
Okay.
And then the genital warts can be prevented, especially.
Do they heal?
Yeah, no, they do heal.
Okay.
Yeah. If
I looked at the pictures, they are scary.
Very scary, yeah. That's right. And then the genital warts can be prevented by not having multiple partners, and then using latex condoms as a form of prevention.
Okay.
And then the best thing is HPV virus, and then the HPV vaccine.
Okay.
We've got the Gardasil 9. Okay, I'll say Gardasil 9 because it's the only one. It hasn't got any competitor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which has been approved by the United States FDA.
Mm-hmm.
And then the vaccine works best if a person gets it before having sexual intercourse, because once you have acquired that HPV, the vaccine is not going to work.
Mm.
And then we encourage that the people, 2 doses of HPV vaccine are recommended for children between 11 and 12. And then they always get the second dose after 6 months or 6 to 8 months. And then I would encourage the mothers there to give consent, please, to the health professionals who come to schools to vaccinate these children between 11 and 12. I think it's grade, an 11-year-old does grade 1, grade 4, 5.
Mm-hmm, somewhere there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then they will have a second one after 6 months.
Okay.
So that is very, very important. And then
they would stay up until they are 21 after that.
Yeah, okay. That's right. Then we start doing the cervical smears,
mm-hmm.
you know, LPV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, complications which arise from this HPV are two basically. It's the warts and the cancer. So we have to be very careful, do our tests, do our screening, so that we don't get the complications which will arise from being infected with HPV.
Mm.
Now, the liquid-based cytology is a new tool that we use to pick up cervical cancer.
Okay.
During the olden days, we used to use a slide.
Mm.
Now, we used to use a
spatula. So, pap smear is still required.
Yeah.
Okay. No,
the only way to get the specimen is to go and fetch them at the cervix there. Yeah.
So with a spatula?
No.
Or what do you call that thing?
Yeah, called a casco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's plastic ones now.
Yeah.
Which are less small. Aggressive than the metal ones.
Yeah, look, there isn't any difference really, because you're still going to stretch the vagina, and then that's where the pain comes from.
Mm.
You know, it's just that one is metal, it looks aggressive.
Mm.
And then with the plastic one, you're still going to stretch the vagina, and you still get pain from that, but not so much pain.
Yeah.
Now, this liquid-based cytology is a laboratory technique used to collect and analyze cells.
Mm.
It's better than the old method one, where we have to get the specimen with a spatula, wooden spatula, and then apply it on the slide, and then send it to the laboratory.
Mm.
That one was a bit inaccurate, but this one is very, very accurate.
Is it a spot on right there with the doctor, or it still has to
be sent to the laboratory?
Okay.
And then now, the benefits of it is that there is improved sample quality.
Mm.
The quality of the sample is better than using the slides.
Okay.
And then there's increased accuracy too.
Mm. Okay.
You know, we can accurately see the cells which are cancerous, and you can also stage those cells. Mm-hmm. And then it's also the flexibility. Samples can be used for further testing, such as HPV DNA testing, if mm-hmm. you want to see what type of an HPV that was.
Mm-hmm.
And then the uses usually for cervical cancer screening,
mm-hmm.
and then for detection of abnormal cells,
mm-hmm.
because you can screen for cervical cancer, but still not find cells. But
with this one you will pick it up. Okay.
Pick it up, yeah.
Okay.
Now, advances in its conventional work is that it gives a better preservation. Like they can keep that specimen for about a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
If we have seen that there is something mm-hmm. that we suspect, we can go back to that specimen.
Okay.
Because it gets frozen and then preserved, and then it can be retested again.
Okay.
And then there is also reduced inadequate samples, which reduce the likelihood of inadequate samples due to poor cell collection mm-hmm. or maybe preservation. With the slides, we lose the slides. Sometimes the slides break.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, you put too much solution on the slide and then it dissolves the cells and then it doesn't see anything. And then get the results, see, negative.
Only to find that the person is positive.
Yeah. So, the LBC is an in thing now.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. But you're saying screen. Age groups again, Dr. Tlailani?
We screen from the age of 21
mm-hmm.
to about 35
mm-hmm.
every 3 years. And then 35 to 60, 65 every 4 years, and then thereafter, then we don't have to screen anymore.
So, like, you can screen for, you stay for 4 years without screening? When you stay for 4 years? Okay.
Now, that's for HPV.
Yes. Yeah. All righty then. But it's very important that we adhere to those, or what do we call them? Those testings. Go through the screenings. Make sure that you do, because, But if now one has missed and it's been years, what are some of the symptoms that they can see if they have cervical cancer? Well, or they might, not that they do have.
Yeah, okay, number one is
abdominal.
Abnormal uterine bleeding.
Okay.
You know,
like your menstrual circle just changes now suddenly.
Breakthrough bleedings.
Okay.
And then lower abdominal pains. And then leg pains sometimes if the tumor is, you know, has spread to the.
What about back, lower back pains
yes,
as
that's
well?
Right. That's okay. Where, come into it goes to the back and then goes to the legs and then there is general low abdominal pain that you don't know why it should be like that. It can be
so it will be constant.
It will be constant. Yeah.
Okay.
So those are basically the main things that you have to look out for.
So if that happens to you and you see such, rush to the doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully
if it's not your normal period, like every month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And then contact bleeding on coitus in sexual intercourse. If you get the contact bleeding from nowhere, you are not menstruating, but after sexual contact,
There's blood. Even if there's no pain, but there's blood.
No pain, that's right.
Uh huh.
You should always consult with
and if there's blood in your urine or not? That
yes,
can be UTI.
No. Okay. If there's blood in the urine, then it has advanced now to about stage 3 or so.
What?
Yeah, because remember that cervix,
which
by contiguous, go to the bladder, and then it can infiltrate the bladder, and then once it has infiltrated the bladder, it's about stage 3 to 4.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So, bazalwane, no wasting of time. and go for screenings to avoid
screening and prevention.
Thank you so much.
Prevention is better than cure.
Thank you so much, Dr. Tlailani, for coming through and teaching us on these, empowering us on these. It's Women's Month, and you're all about empowering women this month. So thank you so much for that. And it's avoidable, it's treatable. As long as it's detected on time.
Hey. Mm-hmm. That's right.
As long as it's detected early. And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Tlailani, make sure that you send him a WhatsApp. But from 6 o'clock, we can call you?
Yes,
between
please.
6 and 9.
From 6 to 9. Yes.
Yeah, we can call Dr. Tlailani on 078
or WhatsApp. It's okay.
Okay, WhatsApp in the evening, please. After 9, no. 0787382694. 0787382694. Do remember that Dr. Tlailani is a gynecologist. He's a specialist in this field, and that's why he is able to empower us in this regard. Thank you so much, Dr. Tlailani. May God awesomely bless you.
Thank you, Bonnie.
I'm also signing. Yes, Dr. Tlailani. Okay. I'm also signing out, and I'm going to leave you with Germany Yanni Belson perspective. It's going to be the news with Wemvein and Rousseau first, and then Germany Yanni Belson with you on Perspective, leaving you with the sounds of Tim Godfrey, What No Man Can Do, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Bulbit, ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Bulbit ine 40 years yasungulwayo, kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Faith and love on the airwaves. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.